KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy. There are a few snow flurries in the air. We have 15 degrees here in Atlantic. Picked up 0.8 of an inch of snowfall here in Atlantic. And Anita, the official spotter for the Weather Service down there, reported 3 miles south of Anita, 1.7 inches of snowfall. We look for cloudy skies today with areas of snow ending this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 23. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Cumberland man was arrested Friday night on charges of OWI second offense and eluding. During the chase, one of the deputies involved in trying to box 51-year-old Brian Lee Smith's vehicle in reported the man allegedly tried to hit his cruiser. Smith was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On Saturday, 19-year-old Michael Boyd Bezorek of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant out of Colorado. Bezorek was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was being held awaiting extradition. That same day, 32-year-old Ryan Vincent Lee Richards of Elkhorn, Nebraska, was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. Richards was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released the following day on $2,000 bond. In other news with the Cass County Sheriff's Department, 44-year-old Stephen Paul Weinbrenner of Atlantic was arrested January 9th after deputies responded to a report of a one-vehicle accident on Front Street in Atlantic. As a result of the accident, Weinbrenner was arrested on charges of OWI first offense and driving under suspension. He was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he was released the following day on his own recognizance. And on January 10th, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 27-year-old Christy Lynn Bender of Council Bluffs on a warrant out of Nebraska. Bender waived extradition on January 12th and was released to Nebraska authorities the next day. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Trane dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
An attorney representing three alleged victims of a reported sexual assault involving the wrestling team of the Nottoway Valley High School in Greenfield says he wants an independent investigation. Two members of the wrestling team were arrested last week, 18-year-old Michael Anthony Fike and 17-year-old Jacob Wayne Schleisman, both of Greenfield, are charged with second-degree sexual abuse. Fike has been released from the Adair County Jail in Greenfield on $25,000 bond. Schleisman pled not guilty to the offense last Friday and has waived his preliminary hearing. He is scheduled to appear in court Thursday morning. Schleisman is currently being held on $25,000 bond at the juvenile detention facility in Eldora. Attorney Martin Fisher of Adair said Monday that he's hiring the Critelli Law Firm in Des Moines to investigate the allegations. Police say the alleged assault occurred on December 19th in the high school's wrestling room. Local law enforcement and the school district are also investigating. Sheriff's officials in Harrison County said yesterday that one person died during a large grass fire in rural Harrison County on Sunday. Magnolia and Logan fire departments were called to the scene of the fire just after 6 p.m. Officials say 83-year-old Miles James Barnhart of rural Magnolia was found dead at his residence on Minot Place. Barnhart was apparently attempting to put out the fire when he fell down and was overcome by the smoke and flames. Authorities say the fire started in a burn barrel but spread to dry grass. Two fire departments were able to put out the grass fire with no damage to any structures. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that an Atlantic man was arrested Friday. 23-year-old Joseph Fredrickson was taken into custody on a warrant for violating his probation. Fredrickson was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending a court appearance. And no injuries were reported following an accident Friday morning. According to Atlantic Police, Susan Giasson of Harlan was cited for failure to obey a stop sign after her vehicle collided with a vehicle driven by Tisha Mendenhall of Atlantic. That accident happened just after 8 a.m. Friday at 6th and Olive Streets. Officials say Giasson was traveling west on 6th Street as Mendenhall was traveling south on Olive. When Giasson failed to stop at the intersection, her vehicle and Mendenhall's collided, and Johnson's vehicle came to rest against a power pole. Damage from the mishap amounted to $5,000. There were no injuries reported. After a lengthy discussion regarding concerns over the amount of time it would take to file land survey information with the various county departments, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Monday approved a resolution for the Division of Land process with regard to the recording of documents, which are either a plat or division of land. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman.
The Division of Land process form will need to be approved by the Cass County Assessor, Cass County Auditor, Cass County Engineer for Rurals Division, Cass County Treasurer, Cass County Zoning and or City Zoning as applicable, and Cass County Recorder prior to filing any transfer document involving a division of land with the Cass County Recorder's Office. A division of land process form shall be completed by the owner or surveyor of said land or attorney representing the parties prior to recording said plat or deed with the recorder. The Cass County Recorder shall have the authority to reject any plats or documents dividing land in Cass County without the completed division of land process form presented at recording. And said resolution for the division of land process will streamline the recording system, cut down or eliminate the need for corrected plats or deeds that divide land. The proposed aforementioned agreement is in the best interest of all individuals and entities who utilize the geographic information system and the county recording system.
The supervisors agreed that those offices mentioned should work to assure the surveys and related paperwork are processed within 2 business days. After many months of planning, the board of directors and staff of the Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company have announced their broadband network evolution project. At the end of December, Griswold Cooperative started the engineering and installation process of an advanced broadband network that will result in what is generally referred to as the fiber to the home, or FTTH, system, which will provide a platform of enhanced communications and entertainment services long into the future. GCTC customers receiving telephone service from the cooperative today, including all rural customers, will have fiber optics connected right to their homes or businesses. The project will replace the existing copper network cabling that is currently used to provide telephone, internet, and cable television service. The broadband network will bring all services to customers over fiber optic cable individually to each location. The fiber pipe opens nearly endless opportunities for communications and entertainment services because of the sheer volume of space or bandwidth which is available to every customer. Officials say the entire project should be completed by 2015, but different portions or areas will be completed incrementally at different times. As those steps are completed, customers of the Griswold Telephone Cooperative will be converted to a new fiber optic system and service offerings. For customers in Elliott and Grant, the initial phase of the project, you're seeing the engineering firm RVW Incorporated in your neighborhoods and talking with each of you about the design parameters of each individual location that the Griswold Telephone Cooperative Company is serving. GCTC said they believe it's their responsibility to have the technology in place to meet the needs of customers now and in the future. The new broadband network will be capable of increased bandwidth per customer and allow for higher quality TV channels and the continued expansion of internet speeds, data services, and related applications. The project covers the entire cooperative service area with FTTH installations. Rural customers will be able to get TV services, which before have only been available to the city residents. Taking a look at our national news headlines at this hour, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says he thinks his performance in last night's debate against fellow Republicans shows he's best qualified to take on President Obama in the fall. Gingrich says the party will need a first-rate debater against Obama because he has ample money and the trappings of the presidency. The Georgia Republican concedes it will be harder to head off Mitt Romney if he gets over 40% of the vote in South Carolina's primary this Saturday. As House members return to Capitol Hill today following the holiday break, members of Occupy Wall Street will be there to greet them. The protesters are calling for the largest occupancy demonstration so far nationwide. Members say they're protesting the influence of corporate money in politics, and they want to show lawmakers what real democracy looks like. Organizers of a move to kick Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker out of office plan today to turn in more than the signatures required to force a recall election. The recall drive started after the Republican governor pushed for the stripping of nearly all collective bargaining rights for most public workers. News time is 8:10.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane Central Cooling System. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area train dealer. You know the true train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Dorothy Jean Rube, age 86, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Memorial services for Dorothy Rube will be today at 11 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Nicolette Nikki Marie Johnston, age 22, of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Nikki Johnston will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merle Snyder, age 88, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Merle Snyder will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Bud Schultz, age 89, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bud Schultz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret Mary Kilpatrick, age 96, of Harlan, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Margaret Kilpatrick will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Audrey M. Andreessen, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Audrey Andreessen will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Frances May Hansen, age 94, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Frances Hansen will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.